entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. The following episode is brought to you by Rorschach. Enjoy his videos, observations, and rants at HearUsTalk.com/WhoIsHe. Hi, my name is Ken, and this isn't your typical podcast. It was recorded live, remains unedited, and is available to anyone who can endure a foul-mouthed Australian kid, Rammstein, and a detailed argument against most of the people I encounter from day-to-day life. If that's you, enjoy the next 2 hours. And eat shit.
You understand me? As long as we got that understanding, nigga, we cool. Cause I'll kill your baby mama. Cause I ain't the reason why he ain't with you, bitch. So I don't wanna hear that shit. You could argue with him all day long, bitch, but don't call my house and don't come to my house. You understand me? Because I'll kill your baby mama. And once you done got that understanding with him and he got it broke down and he understand and he know, nigga, fuck placating that bitch. Do you need to pay child support? No, fuck that bitch. You know, you understand me? And bitches hate me because I got common sense. I ain't no ghetto ass bitch. Fuck you. You might think I'm L7, bitch, but I'll cut corners around this motherfucker on your punk ass. Got me twisted. Nigga, fuck you. Let's go to part two.
This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the
sheets.
This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the sheets.
Freeze. Had ease. Now let me drop some more of them keys. It's 199 Trey, so let me just play. It's Snoop Dogg, I'm on the mic, I'm back with Dr. Dre. But this time, I'ma hit your ass with a touch to leave motherfuckers in the days fucked up. So sit back, relax, new jacks get smacked. It's Snoop Doggy Dogg, I'm at the top of the stack. I don't lack for a second, and I'm still checking. The dopest motherfucker that you're hearing on the record is me, you see. S-N-O-O-P-D-O-G-G-Y, the D-O-G-G. I'm fly as a falcon, soaring through the sky. And I'm high till I desire, is I? So check it, I get busy, I make your head dizzy. I blow up your mouth like I was Dizzy Gillespie. I'm crazy, you can't face me. I'm the S, so yes, I'm fresh, I don't fuck with the stress. I'm all about the chronic, bionic, you see. Every single day chilling with the D-O double G's. D-O-U-N-D, that's my clique, my crew. You fuck with us, we got to fuck you up. I thought you knew, but yet you steep. You wanna get real, now it's time to peel. You say chill and feel the motherfucking realism. Snoop Doggy Dogg is on the mic, I'm hitting hard as steel. Oh. This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's. This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's. I'm creeping through the fall with my sagging dude. Eastside Long Beach in a 7-8 cookie V. I'm rolling with the G-Funk, bumping in my shit, and it don't quit. So drop it on the one motherfucker, put together that shit. A nigga with a grip of that gangsta shit. With the Eastside hoes on my motherfucking dick, and the Compton niggas all about the set trip. Swing it back, bring it back just like this. And if you with my shit, then blaze up another split. And keep the motherfucking blunt in your pocket low. Cause Doggy Dogg is all about the zigzag smoke. See, it's the West Coast thing where I'm from. And if you want some, get some. Bad enough, take some. But watch the gun by my side, because it represents me and the motherfucking Eastside. So bow down to the bow wow, cause bow wow, yippee-yo. You can't see my flow. My shit is dope, original. Now you know and can't no hood fuck with death. What's up?
This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's. This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo is getting punchy. Are
you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. No, no. No, 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 no.
Oh, snap!
Yes.
Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be, and the only internet broadcast introduced by a band from Germany. Now, you might be saying, which band? And I will tell you. Rammstein! You need to have a blood-curdling scream and mix it up. Here they are playing their hearts out week in and week out for you in a language that a lot of you might not understand. Although we are big in Germany, so I take that back. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. I'm going to fade that out professionally, just like a goddamn pro. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show, and I want to say thank you for doing so. And thank you for going to DJNewStyleShow.com, and thank you for calling in 316-768-4472. With me tonight, an old friend who has hair, Shawnee Murphy. Shawnee Murphy, what's going on, buddy?
I'm barely hanging on to that hair, I got to tell you.
Really?
Barely.
It's going away?
It's going away. That the age thing is kicking my ass. It sucks, got to tell you, but it's still there. Well, I got some in front.
I mean, I didn't know it was
tall,
a sore...
Tall people can tell I'm losing it.
See, I didn't know it was a sore subject.
Oh, it's not a sore subject. I've learned a deal.
I just didn't want to get the Frank enthusiast's hopes up. So I had to really specify that you are, in fact, with hair currently.
I have significantly more hair than Frank. Infinitely more hair than Frank. No matter, I guess that would mean one hair.
Yeah.
Somewhere between one and infinite hairs.
Yes. I mean, well, there'd be division by zero if we tried to do a comparison of hairs. But that's not what we're about tonight. Tonight, we're going to be talking about a lot of things, a lot of fun fucking things. And you're speaking about old age. Sean, you're speaking about advanced age. Well, I've just entered the realm of being 30 years old. I'm now in my 30s.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm going to applaud myself. I didn't hear
I got to say, I never thought you'd make it. So this is a momentous occasion.
Well, thank you. I mean, you thought I was going to die in my 20s. That's really good. That's what I like to hear a friend tell me.
I had you down in your teens.
Really? You thought I was going to die in my teens?
There was a good chance of some wrist cutting, something bad happening to you at that point.
You know what? I went through, never had to cut, never had to wear emo clothing. I actually came through unscathed, which leads me to believe that I'm immortal. I don't think I'll ever die. I made it this far. I think that I'll be the first person to never die.
It's either that or you're just waiting for a whopper to happen. Like, you're going to turn emo at 40.
It might happen. I might start wearing long sleeve shirts under short sleeve shirts with fucking vampire teeth on them, and have bangs that cover one of my eyes, and just start quoting poetry that really is just song lyrics from fucking metal bands from the 80s.
Putting on some nice clown makeup. It'll be a good look for you, I gotta tell you.
You know, it might be. It might be. But you know what? I started it off right. I had a good celebration. I actually don't like to make a fuss out of my birthday. I don't need a party. I don't need to have people over. I don't like having cake and shit like that. The way that I've discovered I enjoy celebrating my birthday, it took me years to figure this out. But what we do, Amanda and I, we go to the city and we fucking eat until we can't shit for 4 days. Basically, that's what we do. We go to all of our favorite places and eat some of our favorite foods in New York City, and this weekend it was no exception. From Thursday to Saturday, we went to a ton of places, whether it was pizza, burgers, what have you, and fucking Pinkberry. I think we went in Pinkberry, which is just gay. Okay, it's tasty, but it's gay. that is a dangerous sound clip to have. I just put that in somebody's fucking remix quiver. What a fucking... you know, here, Mayonnaise is in the chat room. He's already on it. He's going to be cutting this episode down and turning it into some kind of a fucking remix. Now I'm all flustered, worried about what the things that I say are going to be turned into. But we
it's
went
tasty to, and it's gay.
You know, you said it. Now you said it, and you're going to be a part of it. He's
I'll be a
genius.
Part of it, too.
You will. But we went to Peter Luger's. We went to Shake Shack. And these are all places that you might know if you're from New York. If you're not from New York, which you probably have, if you're from Texas, like Clayton, who hosts Hate Us Talk, then you don't give a fuck about Peter Luger's because it's steak and it's not in somebody's fucking fire pit that they made out of bricks and fucking metal pipes. And you sure as fuck don't give a shit about Shake Shack. But anyway, we went to all our favorite places and walked around. And that's really all I like to do. You had a birthday recently as well, but it's not a milestone birthday, so no one really cares. Is that how you found out that it works now? If it's not,
I think that pretty much happens once you hit 21. You know, or, well, 22. It's the first year when you realize that nobody gives a shit anymore.
No, one does.
Up to that point, you know, your parents actually care. Yeah, then you turn 21, and your friends care because it's an excuse for them to go drink. Yeah. And then after that, everyone hates you. No one cares about your birthday. You're lucky if someone, you know, sees your birthday announcement on Facebook and invites you a little happy birthday.
Well, that's the thing. Being in the city for a few days, I didn't take a laptop with me. I was away from the computer for days. Like, the first time I didn't have access to a computer in a very long time, for more than a couple days, and it was fucking weird. It was really weird to think of, oh God, I need to remember this thing, or I need to come up with how something works or where something is. I actually have to use my mind to figure out directions rather than just blindly typing them into a fucking Google search. And it was very bizarre. But when I did get back, one of the first things I checked was Facebook, and I saw a ton of like happy birthday wishes from people. And you know what? I gotta say, and people think this is complete bullshit, but it did move me. I was moved to see all these happy birthdays and birth. Even the word birth being typed, the least you could possibly do to wish somebody a happy birthday, it made me smile. And here Sinkballs is in the fucking chat room calling me a fag with like a million G's, which indicates a level of fagginess you can't even fathom. But I was happy to see it. Do you understand? I was away.
I think Sinkball's probably happy about the same thing. I mean, it's one of those things, like, most of these people you don't even talk to. You don't care.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm the worst Facebook friend ever because I'll never wish anyone a happy birthday. No one's getting that. So if I get anyone to send anything to me, I kind of feel like, well, why did you do that?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it for you. So why'd you do it for me? And then you're like, ah, that's kind of nice. You know, and then you're like, I'm never going to talk to this person again for the rest of my life. Somehow I've known them at some point in my life, and I've made them my Facebook friend, or they've made me their Facebook friend, and they wish me a happy birthday. That's pretty nice, though.
Yeah. I mean, well, I'm pretty strict with who I add on my Facebook account, so it's genuinely people that I've met and I know. So when I see that, it's like for example, I did wish you a happy birthday when it was your birthday, and I noticed I didn't get anything back from you, like a thanks.
That's actually untrue. You are the one person this year I've sent a happy birthday gram to.
No. I said happy birthday to you, and I didn't get a thank you.
Oh, you mean actually in the post?
Yeah, you didn't comment back and say thanks.
Yeah, you know, that would be an awful lot of work, 'cause you end up with like, you know, 80 of those things.
Well, you do the I did the blanket thank you.
Well, I did that too.
I went overboard though, and Casey replied lies, and then two people liked it. So like, people really thought I was genuinely full of shit when I was saying thank you.
Well, that's because they've done the same thing, and they genuinely are full of shit.
It's true.
It's like, you're like, I really don't care. Most of the time, you're like, you know, oh God, someone's posting my Facebook, and you get 70 of these things, and all it means is your mailbox fills up with messages. You go on there, you've got a balloon by your notifications that says 90 on it, and you're like, ah, what the hell? And then you're like, now I actually have to go and thank these people, otherwise I'm a total dick.
Well, I never check notifications. I'm probably the worst Facebook user. I don't know how anything works, so I didn't know that there was like a calendar that showed when like recent birthdays are going to occur. So I thought that people were genuinely thinking of me, and not just like.
No wonder you were really pleased.
Exactly, I was like, "Wow, these people are really thinking." But no, they're just looking down a fucking checklist of shit to do when they're not tending to their imaginary fucking livestock. So basically, it is a meaningless gesture. It doesn't mean shit. But I was still moved by it because I didn't know it to be so worthless. you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, we walked around the city and ate food. Big fucking deal. But, I mean, to me, that's what I like to do. And being in the city is nice because you get to see the homeless. When you're in the suburbs, you don't, you're kind of disconnected from the homeless. You only see them on vacations and excursions, and being asked for change, like the first time, is nice. It's like, ah, oh, you know, if I have something in my pocket, I'm gonna scoop it out and I'm gonna give it to the person. And I'm happy to give change to homeless people, as long as they don't specify the denomination they want you to give. Do you know what I'm like? Have you ever had a homeless man say, "Hey, can I have a quarter? Let me get a dollar." Like they
I agree. I don't like it when they specify what they're looking for.
I might have a fucking button in my pocket, okay? Like, and a thin mint.
If they just say spare change.
Yeah.
Got any spare change? That's almost a reasonable thing to ask for. You know, you just bought something. They saw it. They see you buy stuff. They see you get the change. They know you have change.
If they just say,
hey, got any spare change? That's okay. But if they say, hey, can I get a dollar?
I usually break myself when I'm in front of them. I rip everything out of my pockets that isn't keys, cell phone, or wallet, and I hand it to them. I think this weekend, some homeless woman was sitting on a bench, and she said, "Would you happen to have any spare change?" And as soon as I reached into my pocket, she goes, "You a human! It's hot outside!" I handed her 37 cents and probably some lint, and I know I gave her a gum wrapper.
And that upgraded you to human.
Yeah, but that was before she saw what I gave her. She was thoroughly disappointed looking at her hand full of gum wrappers, lint, and because I literally give everything that isn't like something I give a shit about. Like a fucking mat. I'll empty my pocket. I think that they appreciate an empty pocket because it shows that you tried. And then again, you know, I could just have nerves of steel and not look like a complete tourist mark and then fucking just walk by them and not acknowledge them. I was when one of the Pinkberry excursions, we were in there and I've never seen this happen. We were sitting near the window. Someone fucking walked in, a homeless person, walked in and yelled in the fucking restaurant, "Anybody got change?"
that takes some guts.
You yelled in there. And
you figure with that kind of gumption, you should be employed. You should have some money if you're willing and able to do that.
You just open the doors. Anybody hiring? Anybody got anti-stink substances? I can put
someone
on
got some soap, please.
Anybody have
Purell,
something?
Anything?
I could cover my bruised, fucking bleeding feet with anything. But nobody looked. It didn't faze anybody except me.
Because you're a rube.
I am. I put down my plastic spoon and I looked, and I said, "No, I don't have any change."
You actually responded.
I said, "No, I don't have any change." Like a fucking asshole. Well, I'm thinking I'm in Pinkberry. I'm obviously living the higher life, eating fucking mochi balls and fucking strawberries. Man, mayonnaise is gonna have a fucking field day. A fucking field day with this audio. But I said, "No, I don't have any change." She goes, "I'm not talking to you, motherfucker."
She was talking to people that had change.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you weren't talking to me because you just opened the fucking door and shouted into the goddamn establishment demanding change.
She started this.
"I'm not talking to you, motherfucker."
Did she start the sentence with anybody?
No, not at all.
Okay,
no,
all right,
not at all. And she was thoroughly pissed, and she locked eyes with me as she walked with her backpack, JanSport backpack, might I add, lifetime guarantee on that. Very, very, very smart use of her change.
That's good for the homeless.
Yes, and I was wondering, is this going to be a problem when I get out? When I'm done, like I'm almost done with the fucking. The Pinkberry, so I start slowing up. I don't want to get jumped by a homeless person who looks like a fucking lost hiker, someone with a fucking a rucksack on her goddamn back. I don't know. I mean, to me, it's just fucking frustrating the way they approach it with the signs and and now the boldness of shouting into a restaurant or whatever you want to call Pinkberry.
See, I'm pretty jaded when I go to the city. I'm pretty much like a grizzled New York City veteran at this point because that they have no effect on me whatsoever. I don't even speak in response to them.
Yeah, I mean, I usually do that too. I usually am able to not look at them.
You were feeling a little soft because it was your birthday.
It was my birthday.
Little generous.
I was like I was licking my wounds. God, why do I keep? I'm just throwing fucking gas on this fire of this remix that's gonna exist. But I was really just feeling uh,
feeling a little bit like I'm aging. I'm enjoying my birthday weekend. And I had more of a human element to me. Like, someone would speak and I would look. Oh, hello. I had a conversation with fucking strangers. And I have to admit right now. I think I may have had the queerest interactions that I've ever had. First of all, eating at a fucking Pinkberry. Someone shows, I don't know why, unprompted, I must have said something about a dog. Someone comes up and shows me a fucking cell phone picture of their dog.
Just it, randomly comes up and,
they're like,
and
oh, this shows is, it to you. This is my dog. And they show it to me, and I'm like, oh. And instead of just ignoring the person, I actually fucking showed them a picture of my fucking dog. I'm telling you, Pinkberry is corrupting people.
There's something wrong with that, because that does not belong in New York City.
I mean,
there's no way strangers should ever, not even look at each other. I mean, much less make conversation with others.
I was unable to ignore the homeless. I was unable to shun friendly conversation. It's not like me. It was causing me to behave outside my realm of social interaction.
See, not only do I ignore the homeless well, I actually use them as foils and plots to screw people over. So I was also in the city this weekend, and I was at a bar all day, and a buddy of mine were outside, were having a cigarette, and he ran out of cigarettes, so we had to take a walk down the street to the newsstand to get some.
Sure.
So we're finishing up our cigarette in front of the newsstand, and you know, we finish it off, and he turns around to go buy cigarettes. The homeless man comes up to me, and he's, you got a cigarette? And I let's look at it. I literally just stubbed mine out on the ground right in front of him. I go, nah, but he's buying some. And I point at my friend behind me who's actually buying the cigarettes right then and there. And I could see like his ears prick up because he knows what I just did to him.
Yeah.
And I just walk away. I walk all the way back down the street and leave him there. So I see him. I'm like, ah, that homeless guy asked you for a cigarette? He's like, yes, he did. Would you just give it to him? He's like, you kind of had to. I'm like, oh, no, you didn't.
So it's not like you even were trying to deflect. You just really were trying to pain your friend.
Yeah. I used the homeless. I mean, you got to figure the homeless still got a cigarette out of it. He got what he wanted. So it's a fair trade for me. Really screwed over my friend, but it was good for me.
By the way, in the Pal Talk room, which is the Hear Us Talk radio room on Pal Talk, Steve the LARPer's gloating about his ability to quit cigarettes and your inability to stay a quitter.
This is the same guy who's got like 14 DUIs.
Yeah, he's taking the moral high horse.
Yeah, I mean, come on now.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Steve the LARPer, maybe on his high right now. He, as a lot of you know, he works at a video game store, and it's a very, very big day for people involved in video games, people that work in video game stores. Sean, what day is it today?
Today is StarCraft II release day.
StarCraft II release day. Now, today you could go and purchase StarCraft II, a game that was released in, what, 97, 98?
98 was the first StarCraft.
It finally has a sequel right now. In 2010, it took forever, and you know, we were big fans of StarCraft.
Absolutely loved the thing.
Played it. I can't even count the fucking number of games we played. Right.
It's got to be in the thousands.
Sure, absolutely. And we could go and get the game now. We actually pre-ordered it, right?
Yes, sir.
And you have yours being shipped to you.
I actually picked up my copy when I walked in my door today.
Oh, so it was delivered to you.
It was delivered successfully. I was nerding out all day, though. I'm like watching the tracking update on the shipment, yeah. Going to UPS's site repetitively.
See, that's a good thing. You had it shipped to you, right?
Yep.
I pre-ordered it as well, Sean. I mean, you knew this because we were in the beta. In order to get in the beta, you needed to have a key that was awarded to people who paid $5 in advance. They were given a key. You could play the game before the game was released. They're working out some kinks and all that. But I did it at a store. I got my pre-order in the mall. So I couldn't have it shipped to me. I had to go pick it up. And I want to let everybody know that I'm 30 years old. And last night, I waited in line to purchase a video game the minute it was released. The minute it was released! I was online for this fucking game. And you know what? I've never done this. I've never been the person like, oh, I got to get it as soon as possible. I got to get it. Blah, 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 blah. But I looked at my receipt. It said they're only going to hold it 48 hours. I can't go tonight. I can't make it tomorrow. My only shot at getting it is actually that night. So I looked at it, and I got a text message that said, 10 p.m., you know, come on down, pick up the game. And I called them because it said something about it being released on at 12:01 a.m., the first minute of today. And I called them. I said, hey, I pre-ordered, and I'm wondering if it's possible for me. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to be so... Oh, God. I'm trying not to be so attractive to the women who listen to me talk about fucking video games. I noticed that you said 10 o'clock. Is it possible for me to go now around 10 o'clock, get the game, and go home? The guy's like, yeah, dude, you just come on down. We're doing a whole release thing. We got giveaways. Yeah, just come on down. So I'm like, so I go there, I get the game, I go home. Yeah, dude, just come. Yeah, right. I'm like, right now, I can go and have the game. Yeah, I'm telling you, just come on down, dude. It's going to be great. I get there, and there are about 15 people. 15 people camped out outside of this fucking GameStop. And some of them are in chairs. Some of them are in fucking folding chairs with, like, pizza garbage under it. Fucking in a line. And now I'm thinking, these assholes... What the fuck? They should have just pre-ordered it, because they can just go in and get it now. What a bunch of fucking idiots. These guys must not know shit about games. So I start talking to a few of them, and they're like, yeah, dude, I was here. One of them, he says, I was here since 6 p.m. today. I'm like, wow, that's a little bit intense. He's like, yeah, you know, but I was such a big fan of the first one. I'm turning this into an event. You know, I figure, whatever, this is like, you know, once in a lifetime thing for me, StarCraft 2, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yeah, well, I pre-ordered it, so, like, I'm just gonna go get it. Like, you should have just... He's like, well, I pre-ordered too. And now I'm thinking, curses. Fuck you, GameStop! Fuck you! So I go and I talk to the guy, he's like, yeah, you can get it at 12. At fucking midnight, you can get the game. They lured me there with lies!
What was his motivation to do that, other than to fuck with you? I mean, could there have possibly been one?
Well, he had to unload posters and shit. I'm telling you, should see these, and I'm gonna call them nerds. They're very nice people, but the video game nerds that showed up, they were clamoring to get the garbage that they were giving away. They had all the store promos, like the oversized novelty game boxes, and like the just. Posters that Blizzard just like shits out and just gives to people, like drawing numbers from a hat, and they're like, oh, please give me the thing. Like, it's almost like when you go to a stadium and they have the hot dog gun. It's just a fucking $3 hot dog, but people are going fucking ape shit at the chance of getting a free one.
People love anything free, regardless of what it is. I'm convinced you could put a log of shit in one of those things, and as long as you were firing it up there for free, people would be scrambling all over the place for it.
They would have definitely clawed eyes out to get one of these things, and to the point where they were actually visibly upset that they couldn't get this recyclable garbage, this cardboard. I can't even fathom it. Like, I had zero desire. Like, if we were all given tickets with numbers on them because we had to wait in line. I've never done this. It's almost like I wanted to just get the game and go, but now I had to wait online.
Well, I still don't understand why anyone who had pre-ordered would wait online. I mean, you said there was, what, 15 people there?
There were, like, 15, and then later on there became, like, maybe 25 people.
But, I mean, how long could it possibly take to move through people buying a game? I mean, this isn't, you know, going and having to activate a phone or anything
thing.
Like that.
Once fucking 12 o'clock hit, 35 seconds, the whole thing was cleared. It was 2 hours
for
nothing.
So the whole purpose of waiting starting at 6 o'clock is completely defeated. It's just a waste of your life.
Yeah. I mean, there was... This kid, and his name is Matt, he actually, like, I brought my cam there because I was expecting some kind of just a fucking debacle. I was literally, I wanted to see, like, people in costumes fucking dueling with plastic swords and shit, but none of that was there. It was really just regular people that were just really into video games. So I went there with the intention of just being a complete fucking jerk, and, you know, they ended up being pretty cool. I have to admit... I'm there to get the same fucking game. So how different am I? You know?
I got to tell you, I was a little disappointed in you, though.
Why were you disappointed, though?
Well, you told me this whole plan. You know, you're going to go to the mall. You're going to go there. You're going to, you know, make fun of nerds. You had this whole plan set up about how you were going to pretend like you knew everything about the game, but just say the wrong thing and get people to, you know, start correcting you and being all indignant.
The thing about it is I've never taken a cam to people and said, hey, can I ask you questions for a fake radio show podcast? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. Like, they're very interested in it, and they're happy because they're going to get their game. And I'm like, I can't make fun of this fucking guy.
So basically, they charmed you out of it.
They did. And a lot of them, like, I had nothing. Like, I'm like, oh, so what are you going to do in the game? They're like, play it. Like, I had nothing. I did get a couple of clips, though, that I'm going to be putting together. I'm going to post on YouTube. I thought it was very humorous that the kid, Matt, who was in a beach chair, first in line since 6 p.m. that day, 6 hours in a fucking beach chair just with pizza litter and shit around him, he thought so little of Twilight fans that he had to give an angry rant suggesting that they should all kill themselves and end their lives. I'm going to put the video together. I think by the time you're downloading this, you should be watching that video. But if you're watching it live, obviously it's not available yet. It's going to be on youtube.com/DJ New Style. And I really thought it was humorous that someone who's willing to wait 6 hours for a game that they're going to get in 30 seconds the minute it's available had such a negative opinion of people who watch vampire movies.
Well, especially because you're talking about basically one fanboy completely hating another fanboy.
Exactly.
It's just like my fanboy is better than your fanboy.
Yeah. And he was very upset, by the way. They have these stand-up characters from the game that they use to promote it. Like, in the mall, you walk by the game store, they have the display. It's made out of cardboard and, like, plastic and shit. It's very impressive. It draws your eye to it. Like, this was the prize for a lot of them. Not just getting the game, they were hoping to earn this thing that would otherwise end up in the dumpster outside of the fucking thing. He saw somebody else won it, and he was crestfallen. Like, he was visibly upset that he didn't win this thing. And I asked him how he felt about it. He's like, you know, I'm kind of pissed off. I was just thinking about running and stealing it. And I'm thinking, you could probably just pay the guy $20 and get the fucking thing, right?
Like, you absolutely could have, without a doubt.
And he thought about it. He thought about paying $20 for garbage, basically.
Well, the funny thing is about those things, because, all right, so growing up, I worked at a movie theater, and we had all that same promotional crap.
Yeah.
Once that stuff left the movie theater, it immediately disintegrated. Like, it had like a ticking time bomb on it. You try to get that thing into a car, and you would take it out, and it would be completely different than it started. You could never get it back the way it was. It's impossible.
Yeah. And by the way, Matt from the StarCraft 2 line is listening right now. He's in the HeroesTalk.com chat room. And he says, yo, Ken, it's Matt. I am still pretty upset I didn't get it. And the guy didn't want $20 for it. He actually asked. He actually approached the guy with an offer.
Oh, man. and then he says
watch your back on the way out. He threatened the man.
He threatened the GameStop employee, yes, because he didn't get this promotional material. Yes. That's fantastic.
It is great. It is great. And when they threw the large boxes of the games out, like, somebody caught it, and he's like, oh, this is great. And then they started giving out something else. He's like, just hold this for me. I'm pretend I didn't get anything. I want to get more. Like, they wanted more shit. I don't know. Like, when I bought StarCraft 1, I kept the box. I'm like, I really like this game. I'll keep the box and whatever. It'll be, I'll just have it. And, like, in a week, it's on the bottom of my closet, just completely fucking broken. I just threw it out. Like, who gives a shit?
But I still have my StarCraft 1 box.
You do, don't you?
And for no discernible reason.
Do you have the,
one of those things that I
do
can't
you have the complimentary tablet of Blizzard paper that they gave with it?
I actually used all of that. I used all of that paper up. I took notes.
I have to admit, this is something very fucking nerdy. I was at Amanda's house, and her brother is played StarCraft briefly, and he had the game in his parents' house, and he moved out, and he left it there, and they went through some of his old shit, and it was in the trash pile, the box of StarCraft. I opened it up, and I took the fucking pad of paper out, because he didn't use it. So I actually had two of those pads, and then I realized, what kind of an idiot am I to keep this fucking thing? I guarantee you, I probably have it somewhere right here. Nah, I don't know where it is. Fuck it. Really, it's a piece of paper with the word Blizzard written on it, but it was... Okay, listen, I can't fucking go into this anymore. It's making me embarrassed and upset to talk about video games and all this shit. And Sinkballs is saying, I bet Amanda was so impressed. I guarantee there wasn't a bigger moment of shame in Amanda's life than seeing her boyfriend root around through garbage to get a fucking scratch pad. Just absolutely goddamn pathetic. Pathetic. 30 years old, I waited online for a fucking game. I don't understand. I really don't.
This is just you trying to relive your youth.
It, you know what? It is. I'm just trying to recapture. No, I'm not. Shut the fuck up. Relive your youth. No, not a chance. Not a chance in hell. You know what, Sean? I think we should take a break. I put something together before the show. Maybe you wanted to get into the minds of someone who would be willing to wait on a line for a video game such as StarCraft 2. This is the DJ News Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk, hearustalk.com. We will be right back. Thank you.
The DJ News Style Show.
Oh, fuck me.
We'll be back after something.
Hi everyone, this is DJ Newstyle, host of the DJ Newstyle Show, inviting you to check out the Hear Us Talk forums, the official message board of hearustalk.com. Discuss show topics, comment on previous episodes, talk to hosts, talk to fans, or peruse some of the bizarre images and video clips posted in our We Find Things on the Internet section. Do you like video games? What about sports? Are you into MMA? Do you like crappy music? Do you like broads? Wait, of course not, but are you sexually attracted to women? Wait, still no? Okay, well, maybe you should pass the link on to a friend. HearUsTalk.com/forum. What I'm saying in a nutshell is that there's something for everyone in the Hear Us Talk forums. Go to HearUsTalk.com/forum, and if it's not there, and it should be, post it. HearUsTalk.com/forum.
And now, we take a trip inside the mind of the StarCraft II enthusiast on release night.
First in line, baby. I've been waiting a long time for this one, ever since StarCraft was called Orcs in Space back in 1996. The beta was so sick, but I got tired of it. Tired of poning noobs. I hope I can get my hands on some of the promo. It's SC2 Day, after all. They're not gonna need it. The game sells itself. I know they'll just keep it all. GameStoppers are notoriously greedy. They act like they care about your best interests, but they're just out for number one. I wish Babbage's was still around. That's when you could actually trust a game rec from someone on the sales floor. I can't believe this line. It's nothing compared to Halo 3 Day. That is so sick. That large promotional StarCraft II game box would be perfect next to my Metroid Prime display. And I want that poster so bad. I can't believe they took out the Dark Archon. Now what am I supposed to do? There's 15 people here. We're not even past the Auntie Anne's pretzel shop yet. Pathetic! Halo 3 Day, people were wearing costumes, celebrating. They actually gave away Xbox Elites. These losers are gonna flip when they see me walk out with my copy. In your face is what I'm gonna say. No, wait, no, I'm just gonna say first and treat the line like a blog article. God, I bet that Asian kid is really good. If the line were a Zerg Rush, I'd be a fire bat and fry them all to a crisp in about 14 seconds. Wait, yeah, sure, it would have to be Vanilla SC, maybe, but there's no Firebats in the sequel. Huge oversight by Blizzard. I really want them to rethink StarCraft Ghost. Sure, Nihilistic messed up, but there's something that has to be done with it. I hope they include it as an Easter egg in a later expansion. I think that smell's emanating from my crotch. 5'4", brunette, major set of yabos, plays Protoss, doesn't mind D'ing up a little bit to absorb the cheese. Her name would be Amber, or something really hot like Kerrigan. We'd meet in a city that looks a lot like the original Lost Temple ladder map, except with the Badlands tile set. I'll be wearing a marine suit, she'll be wearing the female version of the Dark Templar regalia, we'd stand under the moons of Ire, and...
Alright guys, listen, I got bad news. There's been a terrible accident. Someone hit a pole on Route 80 and it looks like we're not gonna have power until morning. I know you've been waiting a long time for this, but we can't stay open past 1 a.m. Mall policy. We're gonna have to resume tomorrow morning, guys.
This can't be happening. This has to be a joke. Like when they told me the line for Halo 3 was actually the line for SingStar 80s edition.
Seriously, look, guys. Here, take a poster. Come back tomorrow morning. I know it sucks. I'm sorry. If we could have foreseen this, we would have done something different. I'm truly sorry. You have to leave. We can't do this tonight. You'll get your game tomorrow.
If I had my Master Chief costume, I'd be going home with my copy of StarCraft II right now. Looks like another evening spent sleeping in the handicap stall behind Steak Escape. Wouldn't be the first time. Won't be the last. Why is it Blizzard can't release a game on time? Idiots.
This has been a glimpse inside the mind of a StarCraft II enthusiast on release night.
The DJ New Style Show.
The DJ New Style Show has a brand new Facebook fan page. Thank you for deleting the old one, Frank, you incompetent asshole. The new one is facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. That's facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Congratulations, Frank, on being so technically inept that you made us add the word the. Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow.
Hey, this is Mike from Queens, and you're listening to the DJ New Style Show because you're pathetic. If you want to know what real men do, get in your underwear, get on the PlayStation Network, and eat microwavable foods.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Maybe I should just unintentionally reverb everything. I'll basically, that'll be my T-Pain effect. I will add reverb doubly on every fucking thing I say until I have no career left, and that's going to be fantastic. Oh, welcome back to the show. I hope you're downloading everything I've ever done from DJNewStyleShow.com. And also, I hope you're checking out ICU too. ICU 2, video conferencing. It's the best way to chat face-to-face from any place. You go to ICU2.com, and you can connect with thousands of people instantly. Unlike some of these other late-to-the-game cocksucking prickbags that have decided, hey, I want to do what ICU2's doing. I want to have my own video conferencing service. Unlike those pricks, ICU2 isn't going to put any restrictions on you. They're not going to cripple your user experience. They're not going to say, hey, you're watching far too many live videos. On ICU2, guess what? Watch as many as you like. Receive as many private messages and have as many friends on your buddy list as you want. Go to ICU2.com. It's free to try. Download it to your Windows PC. And in seconds, you'll be running with the 2009 People's Choice Award winner for Internet Communication. That's ICU2.com. Hey, listen. Mac version coming soon, okay? Get off of Steve Jobs' fucking nuts for 3 seconds. And just wait for your version to arrive. Listen, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Shawnee Murphy, are you even here?
Believe it or not, I'm still. Yeah, you know, after you messed up that last bit, I just disconnected.
Yeah. Listen, I can't fucking do it anymore. Sometimes I hear this stuff I put out there. Sometimes I enjoy what I come up with, and then other times when it's completely fucked, as that the inside the mind of the StarCraft employee thing. I just really want to say fuck it. Just want to say fuck it.
Well, I think the best quote was at 9:03 p.m., you know, when you're late for the show, you just scream out, it's not even that good a fucking bit.
Yeah, I know. I was literally mixing that when we should have been doing the show because we needed a break. We needed something for the break. I don't know. Sean, now you're an enthusiast. You are a fan of a young lady named Jessie Slaughter. That is correct.
Jessie Slaughter is my favorite person in the world right now.
Well, I don't know about her being, you know, the favorite person.
Well, actually, I think, yeah, Mario Slaughter is, she's my second favorite person.
Yeah, her father is the greatest. We spoke about that whole family last week, but you brought up something, you showed me some appearance they made on TV.
Yeah, I wasn't even doing anything, you know, really looking for them, and all of a sudden I see this video where they're on Good Morning America.
Good Morning America. This might be the greatest internet disaster to have ever taken place. They're on Good Morning America explaining the entire thing to people who, you know, basically would have had no idea otherwise. And that's only a few people. My parents knew about this whole fucking thing. It was that far-reaching. Now the elderly and people who only get their news from television shows like Good Morning America are aware of this thing called cyberbullying. And they had a video, which maybe I guess I should play some of it. I didn't isolate any clips, but you know, honestly, who gives a shit at this rate? Who gives half a fucking shit at this rate? How it sounds? I know you can hear it, but I'll let you know when it's on. This is the Good Morning America cyberbullying bit, including Jesse Slaughter. So this is like her big second go around with this.
Ella McNamara.
This isn't even the right fucking thing, is it?
I think it starts at 40 seconds.
How fucking fantastic. Oh, Jesus Christ.
You could have played 40 seconds worth of that crap.
I mean, I didn't play any of it, actually, but the thing is, cyberbullying, major, major crime.
An 11-year-old girl posted videos on YouTube. Her family says they sparked a nightmare of pranks and death threats. Police are now looking into what they say could amount to a cyber stalking case. Andrew Canning spoke with the family in a GMA exclusive.
My life, okay?
Jesse Slaughter's jaw-dropping YouTube videos are so controversial.
I'll pop a Glock controversial. In your mouth and make a brain slushy.
She's going to pop a Glock in your mouth and make a brain
I don't think there's
slushy.
Anything really controversial about her videos.
No.
I mean, it's just some annoying 11-year-old saying she's going to pop a Glock in someone's mouth and make a brain slushy.
Like, you've been online for how long? Like, when were you first connected to this thing we call the internet?
To the actual internet or just online, period?
Communicating via computer. How young were you?
I'm 14.
You were 14. How many times have you threatened someone with death?
probably every day since.
So, and you've probably been more creative than creating brain slushies with a Glock.
Yeah, I wasn't popping a Glock in anyone's mouth and making a brain slushy.
Yeah,
no, I had some
controversial. They act like she's like this is basically the same template they would use to describe Howard Stern in the 80s. He's so controversial. What will he say next? Oh, Jesse Slaughter, will you ever conform to society? No.
He was a victim of death threats at just 11 years old.
You know what? Hold on.
I can't even hear that fucking man without laughing. I heard the grunt.
You know what?
Oh, shit. And here's a tip to the Slaughter family, which isn't even their fucking name. But maybe since your daughter has basically been called a whore so often that you're now on TV telling people not to call you a whore, maybe you make her not look like a slut. She's 11 years old. She's wearing like the fucking sex game fucking rubber bands on her wrist. She looks like a fucking unmade bed. She's wearing some shirt. You pointed out to me. What is it?
Yeah,
the shirt
I was staring intently at the shirt, trying to figure out what
Jesus
it said. I was
Christ.
Working on it for like about half an hour until I finally figured it out. It says, "You can resist me as long as I let you."
Yeah, not exactly.
I mean, this girl's doing a whole video about how she's not a whore, and then she wears that shirt.
Put her in a fucking cardigan. I mean, first of all, the way they try to handle this whole situation is just mind-numbingly fucking awful. Granted, hilarious. The father goes, assaults the internet through his daughter's webcam on one knee. Bad move, right? Try to put it behind you, unplug the fucking computer, but no. They're going to go on Good Morning America and try to paint themselves as the fucking victims, as somebody who's just been wrapped up in some kind of unfortunate case. But they
well,
put
the
it
funny
on
thing
themselves.
Is, at- Well, they go on there. They go on Good Morning America trying to be all sympathetic. And after they're off and they stop the interview with them, they had the experts on cyberbullying come on.
Yeah.
And all they said was that what Mario Slaughter did was exactly the opposite of what you should do in these situations. Like, they made him out to be an even Good Morning America's made this guy out to be a jackass.
So, like, this guy isn't even named Mario. His name isn't Mario. The internet named him that because he has a mustache. and he resembles a Nintendo character. But he was on there. He's prominently featured in the interview. Now, what were some of your what did you take away from this new glimpse at Mario Slaughter in this video?
Well, yeah.
Before you begin, I want to point out to Clayton, who is praying that they're not from the South. They're from Florida.
I know. 100% from the South.
I know people from Texas don't want to claim Florida as being from the South. They want to just hack it off the country. They want it to be its own little thing. I'm sorry, it's part of the fucking South.
I'll give you that. Some of Florida is not the South. There's some of Florida. You go to Orlando, not the South. But you go, like, you know, Panhandle. Oh yeah, that's the South there, baby.
Definitely. So
because I'm back drinking.
As a father, I was just trying to support my daughter and get people to stop hating.
I just love the way he says hating. He says hating.
As a father, I wanted to get people to stop hating, yo.
Hating. Well, the funny thing is, so he learned that from her because that's exactly what she was saying in her tearful video, is that she wanted people to stop hating. So this guy is now learning words and slogans from his 11-year-old daughter, who was just getting destroyed on the internet.
Yeah, and basically the context of the word hating isn't like scorning or throwing insults. Like, it's usually like someone's doing something and you're downplaying it. That's what hating is. So this guy really just didn't want people talking shit about her videos. Like, I want my daughter to perform her art unscathed. As your father. That guy's
Mario
teeth.
Slaughter is an impressive dude, though. Like, you know, so you don't know some things about him, but I think GMA really wanted to make him look like an asshole. I think that was actually their motivation behind this, because they would just intersperse the video with like these little clips of the family acting, you know, doing things together. So just randomly for about 3 seconds, there's a clip of the whole family walking on the beach.
Yeah,
and Mario Slaughter's got a cane.
He's limping along. Like,
I mean.
Now that we've seen this, he's down on one knee and shit, and like we think that he's getting in frame. This is a frail man that is challenging everybody on the internet to stay away from his daughter, stop negatively commenting, only click the thumbs up like button on her YouTube videos, on her Tumblr posts.
I gotta tell you that. I think he's, not really that scary anymore. He's challenging the entire internet to a fight, basically.
He looks like a retired paver. It's really not that fucking threatening. He used to be a badass. It's like, you know, I don't know what this guy could do. Like, if I were one of the people that were threatening his daughter, I'd probably stop after seeing the video. I would, believe me, find it as funny as everybody else did, but I wouldn't pursue it any further. But now after I see this unnecessary shot of them walking along the surf, him with a fucking cane, and I think it was the three-pronger.
It was a three-pronger.
Yeah, three-prong fucking cane.
He needed good support for that cane.
They were on a couch. This whole segment was 3 minutes. How the fuck do they need them walking along the goddamn beach?
That clip... was they just picked the most asinine things that Mario Slaughter could say. That's why I'm saying GMA is in on this. They really want to make them look like assholes,
well,
too.
Let's take a listen here to hear that one line again.
As a father, I was just trying to support my daughter and get people to stop hating.
I'm sorry. Just stop hating. Stop the hate, everybody. Jesse Slaughter, serious business. And the shot of them fucking walking the goddamn beach... And there was another line, I think, that interested you, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you can find this one, it was great. It was the one where he talked about online people.
Yeah, online people. The notion of online people.
We were very afraid. I've been getting a lot of death threats.
Online people accused me of molesting my daughter.
Slaughter, so she...
Online people accused me of molesting my daughter.
That is a person who doesn't understand the internet. When you refer to people using the internet as online people, I'm sorry. I look at the man and I can't stop laughing.
Well, the funny thing is, so he's got this train wreck of a daughter who's just a mess. And he says that last line, you know, the online people accuse me of molesting my daughter.
Online people accuse me of molesting my daughter.
He has this look of utter indignation on his face. Like, who could possibly think that? Meanwhile, everyone watching that video is thinking that.
His teeth are quite impressive.
His teeth. He's got about three of them left.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. I don't think he has an upper row. He's all bottom row at this point. He's a fucking piranha.
It's possible that going on Good Morning America has actually made him look worse than kneeling on camera yelling at the internet. Because now we know the guy's a hobbled cripple.
Oh.
He's got two teeth.
It's true. I can't believe
you didn't know any of that stuff. You didn't know he was crippled. You couldn't see his teeth in the first video. You just saw mustache and nothing else.
He was saved by the fact that he couldn't afford a good camera.
Yes.
He was scary enough in low res. Now he's on he's been through the makeup line. He's eaten from the craft services table. And he's sitting on that couch with his fucking piranha teeth just poking out in his Sunday best fucking torn flannel pants or whatever the fuck he has on. I can't tell you how much enjoyment this man has given me just by his train wreck of a life. And now, if rewatching the old video after seeing this, like, there's just pandemonium going on in the fucking background to the point where young Jesse Slaughter has to say, "This is just how my household has been since you've been commenting." Like, ever since someone wrote negative comments, just people have been screaming and running in and out of rooms and just fucking pointing and all that. If you're not familiar with Jesse Slaughter, you need to search YouTube or Google, whatever. Just type Jesse Slaughter into any box you see in your fucking on your computer. Open your browser and type Jesse Slaughter, and observe the wonder that is Mario Slaughter. Who I don't, you know, they said his name. I can't even think of him as being anybody else.
They didn't say his name. They actually kept them anonymous.
No,
they referred to them as the Slaughters.
Online people accuse me of molesting my daughter.
That's true. They did say Slaughter is tired. Oh, just fucking terrible.
Yeah, and at the end they make a disclaimer that they were using their screen names.
Mm. That's true. They didn't want to expose it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, anybody who would have threatened them already did. Like, they had prank calls to their house. Like, everybody knows. I mean, anybody who's seen the video knows where the fuck they live. You know, Florida. I've seen fake badges made up from the Dunellen, Florida cyber police department. Absolutely terrible. Basically, if you need to see this, any Jesse Slaughter, Jessi Slaughter, in YouTube, you need to watch this. I'm surprised that if you've listened to the show last week, you didn't already jump on the train and watch all of it. And enjoy the great, great remixes. We're going to play one actually during the next break, the next part of the show. But I got to say, great find on your behalf. Very, very good find. I didn't think that they would make it to network TV. I would think they would just kind of shut everybody out and hope that maybe it dies down. But it seems like they almost enjoy this.
Well, I'm guessing, because that is no way that family has more than a pot to piss in. GMA came dangling by with some money there.
You think so?
Yeah, I think they had. Come on. Could they okay, these people are idiots. We know that. But could they possibly have thought that this would help the situation in any way?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. No, I mean, look at their judgment before, though. They're probably thinking, "Oh, Good Morning America, that's a good audience. Just really stop people from hating."
Yeah, Good Morning America is well known for their ability to stop hating.
Could you imagine that guy going to work, though? I mean, if my parents have seen it, obviously whoever, let's say the guy has a job, and he's not on disability.
Let's play in hypothetical land.
You know what? I bet he paid them off to include the cane scene so he could keep his disability fucking story going. So
yeah, because he was moving around pretty well in the first video. I got to tell you, I mean, he didn't slow down at all to crouch down on one knee to yell in the camera. He's moving around pretty good.
And he did, when he got up and he went off cam, and I think the mother was mentioning something about people beating the daughter up, he stormed back in the room and went to his knee.
Yeah.
He looked pretty able-bodied then. I have a feeling this Mario Slaughter is a genius and knew that he had to incorporate some kind of a cane with frail walking, if not to entice the attackers to bring it on, to show weakness and allow his enemies to come forward so he can destroy them in his own way. If not that, then to perhaps continue getting free money from the government by actually establishing a story of injury.
See, I think that's actually a pretty plausible thing. He realized his time was up. So I think, so there should be another investigative report on this by somebody. Somebody needs to get in there and find out the real story of these people.
I mean, it's really a dead story. It's just that I'm so fascinated with this whole terrible family and the fact that the internet beat up the internet basically beat up a family. they basically held an entire family down and destroyed them. The mother's the only smart one. No one knows what the fucking mom looks like, right? Or was she?
No, she was in the GMA video.
See that?
She had a line.
She had an out. She had an out. We all knew what her voice sounded like, but no one saw her. The fucking father, the daughter, the whole goddamn family's terrible.
Well, actually, the mother does seem reasonable because in the first video, she's heard in the background yelling at her daughter to end this. You hear her screaming, "It's time to end it." As the daughter's like, "It's over because people made fun of me." And the mother's trying to set her state. So I got to tell you, I think the mother is a little sharper than Mario and Jesse.
Perhaps.
Is the mother now? Is that Princess Peach?
No, it's dumb Florida cunt. There's no name for her. There's no fan page. She's not the star. She's just some fucking support character, supporting actress in the grand play that involves only Mario Slaughter and his hapless daughter Jessie. So after that whole thing, I was pretty devoid of entertainment on YouTube. Occasionally I peruse YouTube, I look for things. I had asked a few people, what is it that you search for on YouTube? Like, obsessively, like, the cyst-popping videos that we used to be into, and injuries and car crashes. People came back with Korean girls dancing and car crashes, planes crashing, stuff like that. And I looked at all of them, and then I saw a featured video for a song that I'd been hearing over and over again. And I was at the end of my rope. I needed to watch something new. So I decided to watch Katy Perry's video for the song California Girls. Now, it's not California Girls, it's California Girls with a G-U-R-L-S. Because it's not edgy and hip if it's not spelled correctly. So, I need to just bring up a point here. Why can't Katy Perry just take solace in the fact that she got over on the world and that she's hot? Why can't she just have that be enough? She's not a great performer. She may be, well-produced. She has some catchy songs. Why is it that in her fucking videos, she can't help but try to be fucking hilarious and wacky? Do you ever find that sometimes hot chicks aren't good enough? They're not satisfied enough with just being hot?
See, I have a different take on it than you do.
Really?
Well, I think, okay, the bottom line is that hot girls think they're funny. Mm. And the reason is because idiot men like us pretend that they're funny because that's, how we maintain our interest in them. So we make them feel good about themselves for something other than their hotness. So they tell a shitty joke and you laugh even though it's not funny at all. But then they end up thinking that they are funny.
I'm sorry. I just read something from the chat room. People are suggesting things like, instead of asking why can't she just, be happy with being hot, someone says, why can't she just take her top off and show those tits? And someone wrote, why can't she bend over, pull her ass cheeks apart, and stick a zucchini in her hole? Someone has specific plans for the next Katy Perry video. But yeah, so you're saying that because guys will basically agree to anything, to
anything a hot girl says.
Yeah, anything, they'll go along with anything. She has just been yesed to death, and that is funny. A dancing gummy bear, hilarious. That'll be perfect in the video. Oh, when you know the part where you pretend to shoot whipped cream out of your tits and you just make wacky faces? That's hilarious. Keep that in there. Just everything. Just fucking terrible. And I'm here to say right now, Katy Perry is this generation's Jenny McCarthy.
I think they actually look very similar, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, in the similar faces.
She is this generation's Jenny McCarthy. And you know what? I can't wait until the hotness fades. Sure, I enjoy. I think she's an attractive girl. She's got a nice set of tits, and I'd like to see zucchini put into her asshole as someone named Gorgeous Balls McGee, or I'm sorry, McKenzie in the Hero Song chat room has replied. I'd enjoy seeing that. Sure, I would purchase a ticket even. But when the hotness fades, no one gives a shit about your fucking fart jokes. Okay, Jenny McCarthy burping and fucking farting and making dumb wrinkled up faces. You have nice tits. You're attractive. That's okay. When you're fucking old and withered, and there's a four at the beginning of your age, you almost have to have an autistic child for anybody to give a shit about you, and write a book about how difficult it is to raise an autistic child. And then now you're back in the spotlight. That's the only way back.
Well, and then people remember. Oh, she used to be so. She used to be so pretty.
Do you remember Singled Out? When we were all duped into thinking Chris Hardwick was funny and cool, and now he's the host of Nerdist. Where if you want to hear reverb and sound problems, please listen to Nerdist, another great podcast. Oh, he's so nerdy. Remember Space Invaders, guys? Hilarious. Ghostbusters 2 T-shirts for all. I'm sick of fucking geek culture and ironic fucking musings and callbacks to the 80s for no fucking reason. I'm just sick of it. But yeah, I mean, once the hotness is gone, nobody's going to give a shit about your dumb fucking lack of humor. And people are going to tell you that we're telling you were hilarious. Everything's going to come. I can't
once
wait.
That happens.
Yeah.
Once that happens, everyone's going to be honest all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, that's got to be a real, real kick in the ass for good looking broads.
Yep.
When they've been coddled their entire lives, and the looks go no matter what. I don't care how hot you are. Eventually, they go.
Hot chicks die twice.
Yes,
they do. They lose their looks. They die. They somehow claw their way back to being worth fucking speaking to. Whether it's having children. Or maybe, heading up some fucking foundation or something. Or being an ironic character in a movie. Like, I don't know, maybe like Betty White. Was Betty White ever hot? Maybe in the 30s?
I don't know if Betty White was hot. I have to assume. You know what? I'm going to say Betty White
dude,
was
Betty White. I'm going to say Betty White was a fucking piece.
Yeah, I'm thinking Betty White was really good looking. Because you got to figure, okay, the whole standard for what they'll allow on television and movies, that's changed a lot over the past 50 years or so.
Yeah.
I mean, back then, there was no choice. If you were a woman, you had to be smoking hot to even get a sniff of being on anything other than radio, soap operas.
Yeah,
maybe you'd be ugly there and have a nice voice.
But she was probably funny. I mean, she still does comedic roles. So, I mean, like the typical hot chicks that are hot and funny, like who? Amy Poehler? Tina Fey? I mean, they're not typically like the hottest chicks ever. They just happen to be funny and like attractive, right?
Yeah, you know what? They're usually like slightly above average chicks. I mean, the couple you just named there, I mean, neither one is like, gorgeous. I mean, they're no one I would kick out of bed, but that's not saying much either. but, that's what it boils down to. They're just slightly above average. And then they manage to actually have a personality beyond that.
They can make us laugh, and it's not because we feel we have to.
Right.
And they get extra points or whatever it is on whatever scale you subscribe to.
But, because unless you're really working a slightly above average girl, you're not going to lie to her like that. So say someone's your friend, because you can be friends with us, one of those. You can be friends with Amy Poehler, but you'll tell her if she's not funny.
Oh, yeah.
You would let her know. But, someone who's really hot, you're going to lie your ass off no matter what.
You're going to tell her she's the greatest thing ever. She's hysterical. And you're going to keep going with that.
Yeah. And then, I mean, I don't know. To me, it's just like I get infuriated by the chicks that try to be like dudes, just one of the dudes. You know, I'm just hanging out. I'm throwing darts and drinking beers like the boys. That fucking infuriates me for some reason. I don't know why, but maybe it's because they're doing it because they know they're hot and they want to flaunt hotness in circles of dudes they won't fuck. Is that, you think that's what it is?
I think you're right, because that's just typical attention whore syndrome.
Yeah.
You know, girls, there are certain girls who are just total attention whores, and that's a great way to be an attention whore, is to be around a bunch of guys that you're not going to fuck.
And now speaking about attention whores and hotness fading, you had brought an article to my attention here of Miley Cyrus being discussed by two former teen idols. Were they actual teen idols? Of course.
They absolutely were teen idols.
And who are they again?
Debbie Gibson and Tiffany.
Debbie Gibson and Tiffany weighing in on Miley Cyrus. Why?
Who gives a fuck? I don't know who gives a fuck about, you know, Miley Cyrus, much less the opinions of Debbie Gibson and Tiffany. But, you know, the news is slow, so I guess they look to Debbie Gibson and Tiffany to weigh in on it.
Do you think that the first couple of has-been broads they went to were Debbie Gibson and Tiffany? Do you think that's the first stop?
I actually do. I think they are the go-to for this kind of thing.
No.
Yeah.
They're a generation removed. See, there was Debbie Gibson and Tiffany, and then there was Christina Aguilera and fucking Britney Spears.
Yeah, but Britney's too much of a train wreck to comment on this kind of a thing. So,
but
she's
you're a goddamn news outlet. You would want the train wreck to report on another fucking train wreck.
They're looking to seem like they're actually doing something genuine here in this news article.
Yeah. So,
that's
something
that's on my mind.
So, yeah, what's this about? What did they say?
So, I don't know if you heard or saw, but Miley Cyrus has been starting to dress like a real skank lately.
Yeah. Every outfit now is full on camel toe. She's 16?
15? I think she's 17 now.
Oh, okay. There we go.
She's getting close, but yeah, she's basically, I mean, she's doing lap dances for 40-year-old dudes.
Yeah,
she's basically totally whoring it up at this point. Mm-hmm. So basically the news was they're asking Debbie Gibson and Tiffany, you know, former teen idols, whether or not they approve of what Miley Cyrus is doing, or they think it's a good idea. It's probably a better way to phrase it.
Okay, so they came to these two has-been whores and asked for moral opinions on somebody who makes how many million a year? How many million does this fucking skank rake in every year?
You mean Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous sums of money.
Debbie Gibson and Tiffany, please correct the ways of this fucking cash machine with a goddamn camel toe. You tell us how we should fix this money-making fucking factory. She prints her own fucking money, this twat. So they went to her and they offered opinions. Now, I'm going to guess, since in the 80s, Debbie Gibson was the good girl and Tiffany was the slut, the mall tour slut, that they probably followed the lines of their former image to hold relevance.
They have not changed at all in what their feelings are on this subject. You know, Debbie Gibson was, just let her be a kid. She needs to experience youth. I would hate to see her ruin that.
And Tiffany's opinion was, she needs to suck more nutsacks. She needs to have visible nutsacks being sucked. Make her mic shaped like two balls. It's just fucking tiresome. I'm tired of it.
But you know what? I can accept Tiffany for her opinion on this matter.
At least she stayed consistent.
Tiffany has stayed consistent. She was a whore when she was a teenager. She was a whore afterwards. She's still a whore. She wants Miley Cyrus to be a whore. It all fits.
Sure.
But Debbie Gibson is all over the fucking map.
Yeah.
She was all this good girl when she was a kid, and then, you know, she didn't really transition into an adult performer, but she was okay with that. So she didn't really feel like she wanted to slut it up.
Well, wait,
and then enough time goes by.
Yep.
Enough time goes by, and she's so hard up for cash, what'd she do? Goes right to Playboy.
Yeah.
said she would never do it, goes right to Playboy.
Yeah, the Deborah Gibson thing wasn't working out. She, you know, don't call me Debbie, I'm Deborah. And then that doesn't work out. No one gives a shit about fucking Out of the Blue Part 3. And it's just showing fucking box and tits in some... And I gotta say, Playboy, they're behind in the race. They're done. Magazines like that, fucking completely done. The quality they churn out is terrible. And I've seen the two pictures that you've linked here. Debbie Gibson's Playboy spread and Tiffany's.
Yep.
Neither of them are enticing, really.
See, I think Debbie Gibson actually looks pretty hot in this picture.
I really have to be honest.
I have to be honest. She's looking pretty good to me. Like you can't even tell that her mother was a proboscis monkey. you have no idea that that's the fact.
Yeah, but the thing is, it looks like when we were on BBS's trying to scour for porn, and they had the celebrity fakes. They would just take like the slightest hint of a face and put it on any random fucking body that kind of matched.
You know what? This might not even be Debbie Gibson for all I know.
It isn't, and that's Playboy. The airbrushing is so fucking poor these days.
Is it just me, or in this picture, are her legs about 5.5 feet long?
Yeah.
There's no way this is actually her.
Yeah, and she's obviously uncomfortable. They have her at a fucking a three-quarter profile view or whatever. I don't know. And then there's the Tiffany shot, which she just looks like a fucking, like one of the slut moms that would put her daughter in fucking cheer camp or some dance recital at like 4 years old.
But Tiffany's got some huge hooters. I got to give her that.
Huge what? What did you just say?
I said hooters.
Jesus Christ. Thanks, Potsy.
Boobies.
Way to go, Potsy. Yeah,
she's showing camel toe.
She is.
So she's actually the protege for Miley Cyrus showing camel toe everywhere.
Yeah, I maybe. And that's why she stayed true to it. And you know what? You said something interesting when you said her age, Miley Cyrus's age. You said she was 17. She's almost there, is what you said.
That was hinted between the lines there.
And like, the sentiment is like, oh, 18, dude. Fucking, she's ready. I'm just gonna bang fucking young chicks and shit. And while that's fine, like, 18 is looking really fucking young right now. It's really fucking ridiculously young. And hey, I don't fault somebody for fucking as many 18-year-olds as you can. You know, by all means, go ahead. But there are dudes that actually like at our age that like date fucking 18-year-olds. They have relationships with fucking 18-year-olds.
I'm not even sure how it's possible. And it's weird because I've always been I always liked girls that were younger than me. Absolutely. You know,
100%. You actually had a theory. I mean, at one point in your life, you thought that 16 was the peak.
I thought that was the peak. Like, a girl could never get hotter than 16.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you,
it's a sliding scale.
It's bizarre because you get older and you age, and the scale slides with you. Like, you look at a 16-year-old girl now, and you're like, holy fuck, that girl is young. And it's just you that have changed. The girls are hotter than ever, but you somehow actually can no longer find that hot.
I can't. I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm sure I understand that, you know, to me. I can't get past, okay, when you're done fucking, what do you talk about? What do you do? And I understand, this could make me seem like the biggest fucking wet blanket asshole ever amongst the dudes that want to talk about, dude, Miley Cyrus, she's going to be 18 next year, marking their fucking calendar down and shit. But what the fuck are you going to talk about? What could they possibly say to pique my interest?
There's absolutely nothing that's going to, you know, give you any stimulus there. I mean, the only thing you can hope for is that you're vacuous enough that all you want to do is bang the broad.
Yeah.
That's your only hope on that.
That's it. And then when it's done, then what? You know, and she's there talking about random shit and people being all like stuff. And he was all like, and I'm all, and this. And using first names of people I don't even have never met or have no desire of meeting. Just fucking hideous. I'm so fucking, you know, I'm glad that I don't have to go around fucking and date these 18-year-old broads? I mean, I understand. If I were a single man, would you want to tee off on 18-year-old broads? Absolutely. Could you ever see yourself in a fucking relationship with some girl that's 18 years old?
No, there's just no way.
There's no way. It wouldn't work.
How do you even meet an 18-year-old girl when you're
exactly.
in your 30s?
There's no honest, respectable means of you meeting this fucking girl.
I mean, it's not like you like. Okay, so she's 21. You could be at a bar and just happen to like bump into. Ooh, excuse me, miss. Sure. You know, something really gay like that, because that's my pickup line. And but you can do that with a 21-year-old. You mean an 18-year-old girl? Where are you doing that at Chuck E. Cheese? I mean, where do 18-year-olds even do?
Well, Sink Balls is suggesting that you hire her to babysit your kids. That's how you meet her. which says where he's at. And you know, God bless. I appreciate it, but
I gotta tell you, he's a wise man.
Yeah, he's gonna throw away his entire life to bang some fucking subpar girl because she's 18. And is hard up for money enough to watch his fucking brood of children. Oh, oh shit. Here's a great line. Someone type, you could meet her while in line for hours at the mall. Yeah, but not at a StarCraft 2 fucking line. There hasn't been anything near a vagina waiting for StarCraft 2 to come out. Ever. Ever. Jesus Christ. I don't know. To me, it's all fucked up. And Debbie and Tiffany, they just fucking drag out these old codgers to talk about whatever's hot. Whatever their replacements were. Oh, I don't think... Blah, 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 blah. It's like when they talk to Jordan about LeBron. Like, oh, well, how would you... He's like, I'm busy getting fat, smoking cigars, and banging people's daughters at spring break. I can't be bothered.
He's still a little bitter. Like, they always carry a little of that bitterness that they're not on top anymore, no matter who they are. You know Debbie Gibson and Tiffany are carrying a lot of that, and Jordan's definitely carrying it with LeBron at this point. Yeah. They carry it. They'll pretend like they don't care, but there's bitterness there.
Yeah. Well, when you said Debbie Gibson and then Jordan, I was wondering if you were talking about the new kids on the block for a second. I don't know. Well, why don't we take a break here? We did promise the new remix that we found from Jesse Slaughter. We'll play that on the break. It's the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
And I know who it's coming from. Guess what? Consequences will never be the same.
What? You guys are bitches. You know what? You don't faze me. I want to put Glock in your mouth and make a friend slushy. What? You know what? I don't give a fuck. Yeah, and all that shit. What? You're jealous of me because what? I'm more pretty than you. What? I have more friends. More people like me. What? I have more fans. What? Nobody else can be this one. Pretty with no makeup. One. None whatsoever. One. I'm just a normal girl one. Who's perfect in every way. One. And you're just
move
jealous.
My computer again, you'll be arrested. Any conversation from her father. And if they come near my daughter,
your email will be crossed and will be found.
Because I've backtraced it.
And who said you're going to beat my daughter up?
And you've been reported to the cyber police. Will never be the same.
You resent suicide because you've done good.
You guys are bitches. You know what? You don't face me.
Because you've done good.
Okay, you guys, this is Jesse Slaughter, and it's
News.
The DJ New Style Show.
DJ New Style Show. DJ New Style Show is back. Bitches.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. This episode brought to you by Rorschach. Go to hearustalk.com/whoishe to find out what he's all about. He's a good dude. Check out his tweets, videos, posts, etc. He's helping us out. He's a good guy. Check his shit out, for God's sakes. Or I'll backtrace it! Because you done goofed. Sorry, I'm hooked on it right now. I'm hooked. I don't know when it's going to be like the peanut butter jelly time thing and just be completely over. But right now it's not, and I'm still into it. Shawnee Murphy, I hope you had a good brief break.
I did.
You did.
I was loving that remix.
You know what? It was fantastic. They threw a little Bieber and a little bit of Slaughter. It was a meeting of two juggernauts. Whatever. It's fucking terrible. But you are one of the few friends that I have that are into the show True Blood.
Absolutely.
You are.
Love that show.
You read the books.
I read all but the last one.
Oh, you saving something?
Is that what it is? No, I'm just too lazy to buy the book.
So, I've been watching it, and I'm kind of wondering here. Is it a gay show? Is it gay to like True Blood? I mean, I'm a huge fan, so I clicked the I like it button on Facebook. And I decided, you know, I clicked I like it, so I'm going to go check out the fan page. And a lot of the comments and shit on it are just these dumpy broads who do nothing but swoon over the fucking vampire of their choice. Like, oh, I can't wait for Eric Northman to do something. Just these fucking dumpy, troll-looking women posting on this shit. And it's nothing but women. And I'm starting to
I got to tell you, after last week, I'm pretty sure we're watching a gay show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are definitely watching a gay show.
Yeah, I mean, especially after the last episode. For those of you, we've been watching a show where one of the characters is just completely like, there's not even a fucking question the guy's gay. The guy wears fucking mascara and fucking a push-up bra and shit and makes burger. Like, honestly, that is gay enough. And, like, we looked past it. We're like, well, but there's vampires.
But the honest thing is, he was one of the best characters in the show. He was hysterical.
Yeah.
So, you know, you look past that.
Yeah. But this week, they decided to give him a love interest. And he's never had that. I mean, we've known him to be a gay man. He's had love interests, but never any like action on screen. And now they've decided to go the route of him making out with a dude on the show. Yeah, I understand Spades Forever saying in the Heroes Talk chat room, he says, a gay character doesn't make the show gay. Well, how about when that gay character is sucking face with a pop-collared Spaniard man? And going back to his place, and they're fucking doing shots and shit. Okay, yeah, now he says, okay, well, that's gay. Yeah.
I am actually I'm pretty obsessed with the show. I read recaps. Mm-hmm. I do these kind of things. So I'm reading the Entertainment Weekly recap. You know, you think it's a pretty respectable entertainment magazine, right?
Sure.
It's, you know, pretty long recap. You know, you're talking about these dumpy broads swooning. Yeah. Whoever's writing the article is a dumpy broad that's swooning. And she's swooning over the Mexican in the popped collar making out with Lafayette. And I'm like, did you not see this was a gay scene? How can, you know, you can't be swooning over the homo guy. I'm sorry, you can't.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess when an actor plays a gay role, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just fucking bewildered here with the show. So she sees the actor, she's attracted to the actor, but then she'll in the next turn she'll refer to the character of a vampire, but it's the actor of the guy because he's gay, right?
I guess so. Yeah.
I don't know. I just want to watch a fucking vampire show and not have to question certain things. Clayton, who is the one of the hosts of Hate Us Talk, you can go to hateustalk.com or hateustalk.tumblr.com. They do a show every Monday night. Very, very good show. You need to download it. If you're not doing it now, you're not listening to it now, you're actually committing a fucking sin against man. Okay? So start listening. He says, it's not gay because there's a gay character. It's gay because there's vampires involved. He's now convinced that vampires makes things gay.
Vampires are more gay than homosexual men.
Yeah. In his estimation, yes. And you know what? You're watching True Blood. You see, I guess the one that that the dumpy broads are swooning over is this Eric Northman character. He's hitting on fucking dudes, too. He's fucking giving the sweet eye to fucking dudes during the show. So, I mean, I don't know. The thing about it is the Twilight series about the high school vampires going through fucking teenage turmoil, trying to make fucking varsity ball, trying to pick out the perfect tux for prom, or whatever the fuck they do in that dumb movie, that has put a stank on vampire movies. Did you see any of this Twilight shit?
No.
Yeah. You're a lucky man. You're a lucky man. It's perfectly straight in the formula of it. Guy, girl, you know? But it still is gayer than True Blood, which actually had fucking man-on-man action. I will make that assertion right now. Twilight is gayer than True Blood. Because I want to see...
Twilight's pretty asexual in that regard. So it's gay because of the vampires.
Yeah.
Because all vampires are gay. We've determined this now.
Well, now, because
of Clayton. But there's no sex of any kind going on. At least in True Blood, there's some pretty hardcore banging going on with, man-on-woman action.
Yeah. Yeah. Such that, heads are being twisted off of fucking bodies and shit. It's very interesting. You'll see somebody get killed... And then 30 seconds later, some broad's getting fucked. It's a good show. It's a great show. And occasionally you have to shield your eyes. I don't know. It's more and more lately with the goddamn True Blood. But I'm wondering if maybe vampires as a whole, which used to be a pretty badass fucking thing, at least as far as I remember. Maybe I was never really analytical of the whole vampire thing. Because I don't understand where this explosion came from, where the fascination with vampires came from. Because like 10 years ago, anybody who was into vampires had a fucking trench coat and wore these fucking like finger length rings and had fucking metal claws and shit. Like I don't know where did this happen? How did we go from goth people being like pretending they're vampires in the hallways of high schools to like any fucking teenage broad being really into the same mythology?
It's the dumpy broads. The dumpy broads got wind
yes.
that there might be some good-looking shit going on. Mm-hmm. And that's all it takes. They start revolutions because there are a lot of dumpy broads out there.
Well, I want to open this up. I don't know if people are interested in talking about vampires, but it seems like it's all the rage. And if you wanted to call the show, 316-768-4472. That's the number to call to get on the DJ New Style Show. 316-768-4472. It could be the fault of the dumpy broad. It could very well be. Because they move between circles. The dumpy broads will be in the comic book nerd circles. They'll also be in the outcast goth emo-y circles. They have nowhere to go, so they'll just float into whatever group needs somebody. And they'll absorb all of their interests. And spread them amongst the other ugly, unfuckable girls. I don't know. To me, it just seems like vampires could have been a very cool thing, but it was just ruined by fucking outcasts. And I'm wondering, like, the future vampire movies are never going to be the same. It's always going to be based on some fucking triangular relationship. Just these fucking... This love story bullshit. It's never just going to be killing and monster movies and shit. It's going to be a goddamn romantic comedy. And I'm wondering, what's going to be the monster movie that we can go to?
There's never going to be a romance story in zombie flicks. Ever.
You know, absolutely right. Nobody wants to fuck a zombie.
Ever. There's no never. Zombie fucking going on.
Because there's no mind. There's no logic. They just chew. they fucking destroy, and you can kill them, and that's where we have to go. If you're into a monster movie genre, vampires are done. That is a walled off fucking path. You have to look to the goddamn zombies. Werewolves were taken from us too. Every fucking vampire thing has to have a fucking werewolf in it now. So you can't even have somebody turn into a werewolf. They actually tried to do a straight up werewolf movie with Benicio del Toro and fucking Anthony Hopkins. That movie, Wolfman, they fucked up two wolfmen fighting. It was the most boring fucking scene I've ever watched. They actually ruined it. And now the only time someone can ever become a fucking wolf is in some fucking love story bullshit. At least in True Blood, they're fucking bodyguards and they're like treated like goddamn dogs. But I don't know. It's the vampire genre is becoming just nothing but these fucking romantic comedies. Walter Subchak is typing in the Heroes Talk room. The hierarchy starting at the bottom: Jesse Slaughter, vampires above her, and above them zombies. And the go-to for monster movies above zombies, Mario Slaughter. I would watch a Mario Slaughter movie, hands goddamn down.
Speaking of that, I would love to see a Slaughter reality show.
You know what? Do you think it's being set up for that?
I think there's a good chance. I mean, they turned Shit My Dad Says into a comedy. Why not turn The Slaughters into a reality show? I mean, it's already got the perfect title, The Slaughters. That's perfect.
Oh, God.
If someone's not doing perfect. This, we should figure out a way to do it.
It's absolutely perfect. Someone needs to, oh man. But you know what? They'd fuck it up. They would have episodes where they don't do anything on the internet. It's them living life offline. And then we get to see them planting trees and baking pies and shit. You know, I would still watch it, cuz I guarantee if there isn't enough allspice in the pumpkin pie, Mario's going to throw a shit fit. And then he's going to realize he's on camera and have to fake a limp.
I guarantee every day in that house is complete anarchy, and it would be hysterical. Hysterical.
Oh, so here we go. Someone's suggesting, this is Sink, the Slaughters go to Jersey Shore. Now we're taking the idea of the monster movie mashup and transferring it to reality shows. Horrible, awful reality shows. One proposed, the Slaughters. And Jersey Shore, which I can't even fucking be bothered with. I just can't be bothered with it. Another interest that these fucking women are just enthralled with, the Jersey Shore, and these fucking movies. Listen, I don't know. I can't do it. Do you ever? I need to ask you this, Sean. And please don't think I'm coming at you to cut you down a peg or expose anything. Has there ever been a romantic comedy that you've watched, that you've enjoyed?
Probably. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but there's probably something in there that I think, what was that? That Hugh Grant one right after he banged the hooker.
Where is the bloody doctor? That one?
I think I actually laughed at that one.
Yeah, but, I guess.
Because he had just banged a hooker.
Yeah, a black hooker, too.
Black hooker. Divine Brown, her name was.
Yeah, it was like 1993. It was fucking unheard of. Hugh Grant banging a black what? I don't know. To me, it's a fucking terrible genre, absolutely terrible. But you're okay with it?
You know, you do what you have to do sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
Well, there was a survey in Australia that coincided with the DVD release of Valentine's Day. You know, you've heard of this movie, correct? The all-star cast that was released on Valentine's Day, opposing Wolfman, might I add.
So you really have very little choice in movies to watch on that weekend.
We went and saw a movie on Valentine's Day, Sean. What movie do you think we saw?
Of those two?
Yes.
Well, you already said you saw Wolfman.
You're goddamn right we saw Wolfman. Fuck Valentine's Day. It's a worthless movie. And you know what? Amanda Netflixed it later on. Fell asleep within 15 minutes. I didn't notice she was asleep. I was at the computer, like, occasionally taking a peek over at the movie, pretending to chuckle, and then I realized, oh, she's been asleep for fucking hours now. I just turned the shit off.
I don't even need to fake this shit anymore.
I would have snapped it in half if he wouldn't have incurred a fee and had to own a broken Valentine's Day DVD. They were polled in Australia, and I guess the results were, or the poll was, how romantic comedies are affecting the off-screen love lives of people that that are in relationships that watch these movies. You actually gave me this link, Sean.
Yeah.
Were you ever influenced by a woman who was obsessed with this idea that everything has to be worked out and has to be sweet and be basically like a romantic comedy?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's the reality of women these days for the most part. I mean, there's always going to be some exceptions, mm-hmm. but most women think that life actually is a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Where you're going to somehow, in the end, you'll turn out perfect. In some way, like you're going to be a piece of shit for a while, and they're willing to put up with that because they know that there's going to be this big turnaround in you, and suddenly you're going to be different, and it's just going to happen. There's going to be no work involved. It's going to happen.
Yeah, they're going to fix you, and you're going to be somebody who picks his belly button lint and sniffs it, and fucking farts in a car, and eats shitty foods, and then in a couple of months you're going to be wearing a tux to go fucking have a steak. And every time you see her, you're going to have a gift. And you're going to greet her and kneel and kiss her hand. It's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. And you know what? You know when it starts? It starts when they're fucking babies. When we have an infant who's a boy, you give him maybe a plastic power tool or some shit. You basically condition them for what they like. What do you give a little girl for a toy? A fucking princess doll. A Disney movie.
Well, I think what actually makes that worse is not only do you give her the princess doll, mm-hmm. you give her the prince doll also.
Yes.
That she can just control. So from a very early age, she's controlling a man to do whatever she wants. Because she's putting herself in that princess's, you know, mind.
A man, so a man with no dick.
A dickless man.
Yes. She's given a beautiful princess with the key to the fucking world. And a dickless man in a fucking sateen suit with a pompadour. And no, not goat weed. St. Paul's, no. It's a doll with no penis. And the thing about it is that they control this. And then when they encounter a penis, they realize this man is flawed. They have to fix him. Now they realize they can't hack parts off. So they have to change his mind to turn that off until it needs to be used on their terms. They need to make this oaf a fucking prince.
Someone in the chat room had said, and I just caught it scrolled off the screen, but it said basically they want to turn you into a woman.
Yes.
It's what it boils down to. Because the woman in that Ken doll, mm-hmm. that's a woman in the Ken doll because that's their mind controlling the Ken doll. So
it's a bull dyke. It's a bull dyke with a crown or some or a fucking a fur sash, however they dress. That's basically what it is. I guess the theory now is that all women are innately lesbians, and the ones that stay with men are ashamed of that fact. Is that what it is? Is that what we're coming down to? Because they like to watch fucking Sleeping Beauty? Holy shit. Jesus Christ. But it just never fucking stops from there. They watch the Disney movie. They see everything work out. They see the handsome prince take them away for happily ever after. And then they watch Ashton Kutcher cutting flowers and pining over fucking love that'll never be. Like, just shut the fuck up. And just realize that you should just enjoy your goddamn life. Because I'll tell you, they want to be whisked away and become a mother and have children and all this. Happily ever after, it warps your fucking mind. That entire idea warps your goddamn mind. And it rarely works out. We've seen the percentages.
So basically what we've done is women watch the same movies their entire lives. It just goes from being animated to live action.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's the only difference.
And it's partially because of these romantic comedies. And I guess the romantic comedies are to blame in this, in that I think a quarter of the men polled said they were now expected to know what their partner was thinking. So these men, one out of four, said, yeah, every now and then, my girlfriend, fiance, wife expects me to know what she's thinking about just by looking at her. Doesn't that seem a little unrealistic? And you know what? The unrealistic aspect is the expectation. Not the fact that that exists, because it does. We've all met people like that. We've all seen couples like that.
Well, the funny thing about that situation is the man inevitably will you know, you can tell when someone's upset. You know, no matter what, you can tell when someone's upset. Mm-hmm. You know, they're talking funny, you know, they're doing something that let you believe that.
Yes.
And the worst thing you can do in that situation as a man is ask the woman what's wrong.
Oh, yeah.
That no, actually
you're
makes
supposed
them,
to know. You don't know.
Like they go from
you don't know.
Yeah. And then you're like, well, did I do something?
Yeah.
And then it just gets worse. And the worst part is if you actually didn't do anything, they're still mad at you then.
Yeah.
Like if someone else, they had a shitty day at work. Well, now they hate you because they had a shitty day at work. I mean, what the fuck is that?
Exactly. They dreamt you did something wrong, and now you're their enemy for the rest of the day. 1 out of 5 Australians polled said their partners expect gifts and flowers just because. Not an anniversary. Not a birthday, Christmas, Easter, nothing. Just because it's Tuesday the fucking 27th and you happen to be graced with their presence. Here is a gift. It's because it's a nice thing to do. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, what's funny about that is there's absolutely no reciprocation on that. The expectation
is
only one way.
Yeah, they need to be carried on a goddamn fucking a Cleopatra ramp. What is that fucking thing? I was going to call it a ramp or a platform. I really don't know what the fuck it is, but they demand to be serviced and waited on and all that. And I'm very thankful that I'm in a relationship with a woman who is not like this or who was like this and has come to expect that I am a complete letdown. So I'm very thankful for her realizing that I am ultimately a huge letdown.
Yeah, it's nice that she knows you will never fulfill any of her dreams.
True. It's a very nice thing. Romantic comedies, definitely the cause of it, but I think they're a necessary evil. We need them because the romantic comedy movies, they keep unmarried bitches from committing fucking heinous crimes. Just looking at where they are and deciding that they're going to go and fucking cut people because they're 35, their clock is ticking, and they haven't met the right man yet. And also, they actually keep the snack industry afloat. I just picture surly, angry, aging women with fucking pints of ice cream just crying into their scoop as they fucking shovel it in their face.
But no, I think there's a difference there because you ever notice in most of these romantic comedies, the women aren't young that they ever put in them.
No.
They're usually women in their late 30s, early 40s that they put in these because they want those loser broads that are sitting there eating the ice cream to believe that this shit can still happen.
There's still hope!
Yeah.
I don't have to go on a killing spree! I don't have to go into a Forever 21 and firebomb the fucking blouse rack. I can still go to work every day and then maybe have one risque evening out at a salsa bar and meet some Spanish man. God, Mayonnaise, you have so much material right now. I hope you've been listening to the whole show. If not, you're missing out on fucking sound clips. I'm going to be so fucked with this remix. I really am. But the thing is, it does offer them hope. It puts them in a place where they think that their life can continue. It's why 30 is no longer a death sentence for a woman. It's why that phrase, 30 is the new 20, exists. The fact that these movies are continually produced keeps bumping up the age of accepted single status.
It's not even just the accepted single status. It's accepted acting like a 20-year-old whore status. Mm. Like you go to the bar now and you see mm. 10 years ago when you first started going to the bar, what was in the bar? It was all people, you know, that were right around your age,
mm-hmm.
you know, people in their early 20s. Now you go to the bar and there's all these women in their 30s intermingling with the women in their 20s still.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah, these people still think, oh, hey, I can go out and whore it up, and it's all good.
13 going on 30 is to blame for the cougar movement. Fucking that one with Diane Keaton and Jack Nicholson. That is to blame for the cougar movement. Any of these movies where it has an older broad looking for love and finding it in a younger man's arms. To blame for this. The whole cougar movement and all that shit, you're right. It's prevalent now because it's acceptable. In the past, when you were a spinster, you were done. You were,
and you gave up. You did what you were supposed to do, and you gave up.
Yeah. You know what? You tried. You gave it the old college try. You left it all out there in the field, and it's time to hang it up and learn how to make a really good fucking cake. That's what it is. You learn how to make a delicious baked good so that people would say, Aunt B's apple cobbler is tops. It's the best. And you know why? Because no one fucked her after she was 28. She gave up and started knitting.
What you actually did was you waited for your friend to die. And then you took her husband.
Wait a minute. This is a new concept for me. When did this happen?
It happened all the time.
Seriously? Someone was lucky enough to get married. And one of these fucking stingy loner broads would just wait out a marriage?
Oh, absolutely.
I've never heard of this. That sounds like Civil War shit. Make sure you keep my husband company. I got the scarlet fever. I won't be along for winter.
Let me tell you something. If Amanda ever dies, every friend she has is going to be up on you.
Yeah, I doubt it. However, if I died, I have a feeling that one of you fucks would probably at least try to tee off on her once. And I don't appreciate that. And
so you're acting like a woman. You're mad at me about something I didn't even do.
Well, you might do. I think that if she were willing, I think you would do it. And I don't like that. I'm not comfortable with that.
Thank you for having so much faith in me.
If anybody had to do it, Sean, though, you know what? I'm dead. Fuck it. What am I really going to protect? What am I going to do? See, that's the thing. When people talk about what dead people would have wanted, I don't see how that works. Let's say, for argument's sake, I mean, I'm not saying what I believe or anything, what's right or whatever. Let's say you believe that people die and they go on in some way. Do you honestly think that they're going to give a fuck if you trim a hedge next to their fucking house? Or he always trimmed that hedge. He would have wanted it to stay trimmed. He's dead. He has access to every bit of information, everything right now. If what you believe is true and he went on to something else, fuck his goddamn hedge.
It doesn't matter what you believe. If you believe there's nothing in the afterlife, you're an atheist, you believe there's nothing there, then fuck his hedge anyway.
True! Fuck his hedge.
If you believe there's a magical spiritual place where you're getting blowjobs in paradise, fuck the hedge because he's getting blowjobs in paradise.
He couldn't give a shit less. He's
the last thing you care about when you're dead.
He's perched atop a cloud.
You care about nothing that you did during your entire physical life once you're dead, regardless of what you believe.
Do you really think that in the definition of heaven, and I understand, Sean, you are an atheist, correct?
Okay.
You don't believe in any heaven, but in what people traditionally believe heaven to be, do you even think that there could be blowjobs in heaven?
Well, it depends, because you got to figure, like, every woman's idea of heaven would be never, ever giving another blowjob. Ever. So that kind of goes against what every man's idea of heaven is getting nothing but blowjobs. So there would have to be like mythical phantom fake women giving you these blowjobs that don't actually exist in heaven.
It'd probably be the most realistic cunt in a can things. What are those things? The fleshlights?
Fleshlight,
Heaven is nothing but a series of realistic fleshlights.
Although I like the term cunt in a can. I think we should get that trademarked.
Holy shit. You know what? That's a real downer now. Because, I mean, let's think about it. I guess if sodomy is a sin, which an oral sex falls into that category, right? And this is the religious segment of the DJ New Style Show. I just want to let everybody know. If it's a sin, they're not going to allow it in a holy place, which heaven seems that it would be. It's nothing but fucking ping pong, pinballs, and fucking strolls down the beach. It's every part of the relationship you can't fucking stand. Right?
See, this is why I'm going to become Muslim. I mean, they don't fuck around. They're heaven. Okay, you're not allowed to fuck on earth.
Oh, I'm sorry. Uncle Creep Dog, religious authority that he is letting me know that oral sex is allowed by all religions. I didn't know. It isn't.
I thought that was considered
asshole.
Sodomy.
It is considered sodomy. That's why the guy's name is Uncle Creep Dog. This is the type of shit that he pushes to teenagers to get them to suck him off in the back of his Chevette. I don't know. To me, purgatory is where it's at. Don't you think? I mean, you're in a waiting room. There's no judgment made on you yet, right? You've probably done far worse.
You're probably stressed out the entire time.
You think?
What do you think about? Okay, so you're in this waiting room. You don't know what's going to happen.
But there's no notion of time anymore.
The big thumbs up. How do you know? It's
well, I mean, I would imagine that. Let's say for
you don't think you would get bored in purgatory. I mean, it's called purgatory.
but the thing is, this could potentially last forever, right? So don't you think that if in real life one day could just blend into the next? Don't you think years and decades would just fucking eventually bleed into each other till it's just one long fucking slurry of time, and time doesn't fucking matter, and there's no notion of a day of the week.
And then if that's the case, it doesn't really matter where you go.
Yeah.
You go to heaven, it all blends together. You go to hell, I'm being burned for eternity. Yeah. Oh, no, horrible.
Well, no. I think in hell they get creative and they treat you to new tortures.
In hell, they actually put a clock up.
Yeah.
And show you the time going by. Kind of like when you're in high school and you're watching you're waiting for that minute to tick by.
Yeah. I don't know. I am the furthest from a religious authority. I mean, I have my beliefs. I don't really like to discuss them and all that, but in theory, if you think heaven exists, you are probably a religious person and you probably believe it's a holy place. So anything that was said to be unholy couldn't exist in heaven. Like, what if heaven to you was just maybe having a car and driving down a fucking street of people and playing Grand Theft Auto in reality and just mowing down dudes? Like, do you think that they create props? See, I'm wondering. I'm just trying to
so it's kind of like the virtual reality room in Star Trek?
I'm thinking heaven could either be a way to stay holy and commit sins, such as the cunt in a can, or it is the most realistic virtual reality system ever, where you generate people that you want to run over, and it's okay because it's just kind of like video games, or heaven doesn't exist. And
see, I'm thinking eventually, even with that virtual reality system, you would run out of ideas. It'd be like in Groundhog Day. Where he lived forever, and he just got bored with it. He could do anything he wanted, and he got bored with it.
He had a notion of a day ending. He had that 24-hour span, and it was the same every day. So your 24-hour span is now stretched out for eternity, right? So you kind of have, I don't know. Listen, what am I talking about?
I don't know.
Do we do drugs now? Is that what it is? I don't
Dude, I think heaven is
I'll tell you one thing though. This the notion of happily ever after. Happily ever after never ever involves cleaning filth with the toothbrush of your child. Now Sean, what am I talking about here?
There is a child. It's not even child abuse because the guy was 26, but the article was framed as if it was child abuse.
Yeah.
A mother, so she was pissed off that her son had not cleaned the bathroom in 2 months.
2 months.
So she went and cleaned the bathroom with his toothbrush.
So we have a 2 months of accumulated filth in this bathroom, and the mother's furious. She has no other way to make it get cleaned. She took the guy's toothbrush. This is an alleged story. Is this a claim the child made to the police or something? Is that how it works?
Yeah, so what happened, supposedly, if you believe the story, after she did this, she told him about it.
Yeah.
I got you. So he called the cops on her.
Okay. So I'm thinking that she didn't use his toothbrush. She maybe just mucked it up with something. Like, I don't know, makeup. And then clean the bathroom and told him this as a means to shock him into keeping the bathroom clean. And she had no inkling that he would dime her out to the fucking cops.
Well, certainly the indication they had given in the article was that she didn't tell him right away.
Oh.
That, like, he continued to use this toothbrush after cleaning the bathroom. And
okay, then I know
then,
it's not
then
real.
In some sort of fit of rage, informed him that she had done this.
So you know it's not real then. This kid is an idiot because he's been using a toothbrush that has been cleaned to the bathroom, what, once? Like 2 weeks ago? And the mother is enraged because I guess she sees the filth piling up again and says, I used your toothbrush to clean a toilet bowl! And he calls the cops. And what did he tell them?
Well, he tells them this part, but apparently as the cops are coming there to, you know, I don't know what the cops are going to do.
Sure.
Is this even illegal to do? I don't even know. But apparently she then applies feces to the toothbrush.
So wait, she actually did put feces on the toothbrush?
Yeah, that was the next step. Was to put feces onto the toothbrush.
You know what? I applaud her then, because she's going down for something. Like, you know, she's having charges leveled at her. You may as well have the satisfaction of actually putting shit on the goddamn brush. You're gonna fry for this. Why not dip it in a little corny shit? So fuck this
kid. Might as well go all the way at that point.
26, and you're calling the cops on your mom because she might have done something with your toothbrush. How about you just clean your fucking bathroom? How about that? Just clean the fucking bathroom. What kind of an animal are you?
You know what I'm thinking here, though? Okay, so this bathroom's obviously dirty. It pisses her off. But how much time would it take to clean a bathroom with a toothbrush?
That's true.
Like, how much time? Like, she obviously had a lot of fucking time on her hands.
That's because she obviously didn't do it. That's got to be it. She said she did it, so the kid's like, yeah, oh, good, fuck you. Here's the cops. And she's like, oh, yeah, fuck you. Here's the ribs we ate last night on your fucking brush, you fucking prick. I don't know.
You know, yeah. I got to tell you, one of the most interesting things about this article is the comments section. And actually, the first one doesn't say first. The first one says, I feel for that mother. I have one. Turned 27 today. In my house, worthless crap is all he is. I know her son is the same thing.
Wow. So she's really projecting here from her miserable situation. And the next one, is he paying his mother rent to live there? And you
like,
know
everyone's
what?
Sympathetic
That's a good
to
question.
The mom.
That's a good
everyone
question,
is
though.
Sympathetic to the mom. Like, no one like looks at her in horror that she cleaned the bathroom with his son's toothbrush. Everyone's like, yeah, that kid's an asshole.
But hold on. If he's paying rent, that like this second comment is asking, does he have the right to have a shitty bathroom? If you're paying rent to live here and you have your own bathroom, you know what? Fuck it. It's my bathroom. I'm doing whatever I want with it. You rent an apartment. You have a bathroom. You could pot plants in the fucking bathtub, right?
See, I don't think that's actually the case, though, if you're living with your parents. Because, let's face it, you're living with your parents. Even if you're paying rent, you're paying a discount. Otherwise,
sure.
Unless you're some sort of like really socially awkward Annette person, you're not living with your parents.
Yeah.
If you're paying normal rent, you know, I'm paying $13.50 a month to live with my parents. I mean, you're not going to do that. So you still kind of have to abide by whatever crazy-ass rules they have if you're living there, no matter what.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't know. We do know that Clayton, who is also known as Walter Sobchak from Haters Talk, he has a young son who enjoyed, in the past, throwing his feces at the wall. And, you know, I don't know that he'd ever go and take a toothbrush and scrub the shit off the wall just to show the kid that this is not something to do. I'm sure he found a much better way to let the kid know, hey, it's not fucking cool for you to fire your own shit into a ceiling fan so it just goes everywhere. And I really think it was into a ceiling fan, too. That's why. I mean, listen, I don't mean to laugh at your misfortune. That's fucking hilarious. I'm sorry. Looking in, it's fucking hilarious to me. I understand if I walked down the hallway and entered a room in my house and I just saw splatter shit everywhere and a shitty fan, it would be upsetting. But to me, I'm laughing. Anyway, I think that's about enough. I think we've done enough here. Episode 265 of the DJ New Style Show. I want to thank Shawnee Murphy for being co-host. Coming back in the saddle, hopping in. Thank you very much, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Hey, not a problem. Good being here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Be sure to check out Best in Show Radio every Thursday night, 9 to 11 p.m. on Heroes Talk. Okay? And also on, what is it, Wednesday night, perhaps? This Wednesday? I lied last week. There's going to be an episode of The Awful Hour. Check them out at 9 p.m. or go to theawfulhour.com. As always, hearustalk.com, hearustalk.com. Thank you very much, everybody. I really appreciate it. Eat my ass and suck my shit.
Me, baby, give it to me.
Go suck banana, fuck you.